Nolte, fascist Law & Order showrunner regrets not blacklisting the unvaccinated. By John Nolte on February 9, 2022. More anti-science hate from left-wing Hollywood as a Law & Order. SVU showrunner regrets not blacklisting the unvaccinated. In two tweets loaded with misinformation, showrunner Warren Late writes, "To my sadness, we are still offering parts to actors only to learn they still aren't vaccinated. Our community has to look out for each other," he adds, "especially when working unmasked in close quarters. The stream of misinformation is toxic. The vast majority here are also vaccinated," he added in a follow-up tweet, "but I've been surprised that even some older members of our community have chosen to play Russian roulette with COVID. The only thing Late wrote that is not misinformation is the stream of misinformation is toxic." Yes, yes, it is, and this showrunner's tweets are a perfect example of that toxic stream of misinformation. There is no rational reason for the fully vaccinated to fear the unvaccinated. If you're vaccinated, you're vaccinated. If you are wearing a hazmat suit and the guy next to you is not, you are still wearing a hazmat suit, so what do you care if the guy next to you is not? What's more, we now know the unvaccinated and vaccinated alike can spread the China flu. We also know the unvaccinated and vaccinated alike can catch the China flu. Yes, the transmission rates are a little higher among the unvaccinated. But if you're vaccinated, you're vaccinated, so what do you care about any of that? Well, you only care if you are a bigot eager to return to the days when Hollywood created a political blacklist. You only care if you see the distinctions between the vaccinated and unvaccinated as a political distinction rather than a health distinction. Give me a break, this isn't about health or science. This is about punishing individuals for daring to disagree with you. And most especially for not caving to 2 years of left-wing tantrums, coercion, and bullying. Believe me, there's nothing these left-wing Nazis despise more than someone who stands up to the mob. And that's why these fascists want the unvaccinated blacklisted from public life, including the workplace. Listen, I am pro-vaccine. I wish everyone would get vaccinated, and I firmly believe that more people would be vaccinated if anti-science fascists like Warren Late weren't running around blacklisting, discriminating, and dehumanizing the unvaccinated as biological threats. But this is America, where we are not supposed to blacklist or force people into medical procedures they oppose for whatever reason. What's more, because I am vaccinated and boosted with Trump's miracle vaccine, I have no fear whatsoever of the unvaccinated. I'm covered. I'm in my hazmat suit. But I'm also not a fascist bully who gets off on pushing people around who think and live differently from me. You know, I'm old enough to remember when Hollywood said never again to McCarthyism and blacklists. But too many in entertainment are toxic narcissists. And as I pointed out before, narcissism is what breeds this kind of fascism. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.